This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Fear and Courage, Part 2, was delivered on July 26, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Hey, good morning. Thank you, Doc. Man, you know, we have the COVID-19 pandemic. We had Hurricane Douglas, and it's like the enemy is like relentless, just pounding and pounding and pounding, and we just gotta persevere and remain faithful. Keep digging into the Word of God, building our foundation, getting stronger and stronger as the enemy just keeps pounding away at us, trying to discourage us. And I know it's tough, and I think that's why when we gather, we get to encourage one another, build each other up, give each other hope. And I think when we read the Bible, it really helps us to be prepared for all the things that the enemy will try and throw our way. But I'd like to welcome you. Good morning, Gary. I see you out there. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, Myra. She just walked in. Good morning, Lawrence. I know you're probably underwater someplace watching. Good for you. Man, it's just remarkable how, you know, when we seen that track of the hurricane earlier this week, it was like headed right here, right, like direct hit. And, you know, I know we prayed and it went north, and it's like, thank you, Jesus. And good morning, Frank. But, you know, it's people say it's the mountains and this and that. I say it's God, the God that we serve. Amen. So, hey, we're going to, if you're tuning in this morning, we're going to do part two of Fear and Courage. So, if you are online, before we do that, but if you are online, if you go to the New Hope East Hawaii website and you go down to latest news, under the latest news, there is the notes for today's sermon. So, you can go download that, print that. You can get all that ready while we take the offering. So, just go down to latest news, and then you can get that printed up, and then be ready. We're going to do the tithes and offerings. As for the announcements, the only thing I have is next month, the second Saturday, that we're going to have the women's ministry start up again. Yeah, so I know, Cammie, you was asking about women's ministry, so it's to be second Saturday of next month, right after the men's ministry, so about 7 o'clock if you're listening. For those of you women who cannot wait to come back, then second Saturday of next month. I guess you guys must be hungry and you can't wait. I can't imagine, because when the men could first meet, we were so happy and so excited to just come back together. I think that first men's ministry we had like 30 something guys show up, so it was a really wonderful thing. So that's the only announcement I have. As for the tithes and offerings, if this is your home church and you're able to give, then we ask that you have three ways to give. If you have a cell phone, you can text NHHI to 808-793-5588 and just follow the prompts, all right? If you're on our website, newhopeeasthawaii.com, on the top, on the blue bar, it says online giving. It'll take you to the link to give online. Or if you're old school and you still like to mail a check in, NHEH, HCR2, Box 6617, KL, Hawaii, 967-49, and those are the three ways. Or if you're here in person, there's a blue acrylic box by our coffee table, and this morning we have the handsomest barista in the world. He can cook, he can sing. I never knew he could barista. But James Arcatola is our barista this morning, and thank you, James. Yeah. But you can drop off your tithes and offerings over there in the blue acrylic box. But let's pray. Lord, thank you so much that we get to give to our home church. Lord, we ask that you would bless the tithes and the offerings, that we would use it to help people to further your kingdom, to reach the lost, to equip the saved, and to continue to grow. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Hey, good morning, Julie. Julie is watching. Ash, good morning. I don't know if Tracy is out there on Oahu. I hope you are and your family. But good morning to all of those out there. All right. Whew. You know, I was expecting last night when I was sleeping, I was expecting to hear things flying around and wind howling through the trees. And I was expecting maybe that because my head is next to the window, I might end up with my feet by the window and my head on the other side. But I was anticipating. The only thing that happened last night is somebody who lives on the next street up was just setting off some massive fireworks. Yeah, it was like boom, 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 boom. And it's like, wow, that's not thunder, that's fireworks. And then when I woke up this morning, the driveway was dry, and I was thinking, like, wow, it didn't even rain. But we prepped everything, we got everything ready, and we just thank God that it didn't hit us, and we didn't have another cell or something. But God is good, God is faithful, and he kept us safe, and we just pray for the other islands now to be safe. Amen. Whew, well, last week, if you're tuning in now and wondering, where is the worship? Well, if you tune in late, you just missed out because I just sang a whole set of four songs before you guys tuned in. And man, you guys missed it because you know what? I am totally lying. Whew, last week, we talked about fear. And if anybody remember the three different types of fear, and you know, we got to deal with the fear before the fear deals with us. And this week, we're going to look at some more into the fear and some more into the courage. Is that Becky? Morning, Becky. Oh, it's so nice to see you. And Dion and Jeanette and Shaq and Momi and everybody else over here. Man, if I could turn the camera around. No, you don't have to, but these here are the brave few that say, you know what, I'm going to throw safety to the wind and I'm going to come out to church. But and those of you at home, maybe you're just a little bit wiser. So it's like, hey, I'm going to just stay at home, keep safe. But either way, I'm glad you're here. So, you know, I look at fear and I look at courage. And sometimes I look and, morning, Wendy, I look at my life and I said, I wonder, was it courage when my wife Christy said, I do? Was it courage? Or was it faith? I know she wasn't drunk, right? Or you know how they say love is blind? I wonder if it was that. And so whatever it is, I'm just so thankful that she said yes. Yeah, because I'm so blessed. When I said yes to the call of God, you know, I think, was it me and kind of being ignorant, not knowing that life as I knew it was over, which was pretty good, was okay, because when I said yes, the life that I had, there was only like a few things going good for me, was my wife and my children. Everything else was kind of out of whack, out of control, out of balance. And was it courage? Probably not, because I was a coward. Was it faith? I would say no, because I didn't know what faith was. And I wasn't sure, but I knew my life was a mess, and I knew I needed change. So when I was actually in Chicago, and I got up in the middle of the night, and I couldn't sleep. I had a long day ahead of me at a conference, and I like I told you before, I just said, God, if you're going to say something to me, you better be good. And I learned from that lesson never, ever to say that again. So I was reading my Bible, and it was where where Jesus was asking Peter, do you love me? Yes. Do you love me? Yes, you know I love you. And then, do you love me? And by the time, Peter was all sad. Yes. And then he said, feed my sheep. And like, oh, no. And that was the Lord calling me to ministry. And I don't think it was courage. I don't think it was faith. But it was just wanting to change my life and not letting fear control me. And so I said, yes, Lord, whatever it takes. And I went, and it changed me. And, you know, when I think of courage, I think of so many stories in the Bible. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Joshua. In Deuteronomy 31:6, it says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And somebody just needed that word this morning, that God will not fail you or forsake you. And this was Moses' last speech to the nation of Israel. And he commanded them to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. You know, sometimes we get afraid because we look at our problem and not at our God, you know. I think we all need courage, but maybe we just need to understand fear first in order to find the courage within the fear. Because this is one of the things that causes fear, number one. Don't assume, because we assume. We need to find the facts. You know, I think a lot of our fear lives in false assumption. Satan, he is the father of lies. He is a murderer. He's a thief. And fear wants us to rely on our past experiences and beliefs. And Peter tested his assumption not by of not being able to walk on water, by getting out of the boat. I mean, we have a long list of assumptions that we live by every day. And some are simple, some are complex. You know, when you get that call from your boss and I say, I need to see you in my office, we assume that we did something wrong or we didn't do something. Because how many times has your boss told you that, hey, I need to see you in my office, only to call you in and give you a raise? Did that happen to anybody? But how many times did the boss say, I need to see you in my office, because he wanted to scold you or reprimand you or write you up? That's the case, right? I mean, I don't think I ever got called into the office. Hey, you know what? You did such a good job, Scott. I'll give you an extra week off with pay. Man, if that was the case, every time they called me to the office, I'd be running. But we rely on the past and the false assumptions that, hey, when the boss calls you into the office, it's not good. And then what happens? That fear comes over us because we make false assumptions based on the past. And we cannot assume things, because that's what I believe leads to a lot of the fear. You know, when we're driving and you see the blue light behind you, oh, man, how many times did the police officer pull you over and tell you, hey, man, I got to tell you, you are driving really good. You came to a complete stop. You drove the speed limit. How many times did it happen to you? Because it never happened to me, right? But if that happened all the time, oh, when the police pull you over, hey, Jose, what's up? No. You were like, oh, what I did wrong. First of all, you're looking for your registration, your driver's license. You're like, oh, my gosh. Right? You know, sometimes we our fear is based on the false assumptions. You know, like I say, hey, man, you know, there was a time when it's like, man, if I give God 10%, man, I cannot, you know, I cannot buy my things or pay my bills. and I live on that false assumption, I will live in fear. And when I learn that when I do give, the Lord blesses me back and he makes everything work. And so my assumption now is when I get paid, man, I'm happy to give God a portion of my check because I know he's going to take care of me. You know, fear lives in false assumption and lies that the devil puts into our head. You know, we need not to assume, but we need to find the facts because, man, you know, when people say, oh, you know, I got to talk to you, pastor. It's like, oh, did I say something wrong from the pulpit? Did I forget to greet them on Sunday? And believe me, people get mad, you know, when I forget to greet them. So if I did forget to greet you, I'm sorry, forgive me. I had a fever of 100.5 last night, so I didn't want to hug you, but I'm just kidding. Whoo, all of you unhugged this morning, you're like, oh, no. Fear, false assumptions, fear. I just want, all of you unhugged this morning, it's like, oh, no, you unhugged me. John 8:44, Jesus said, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own riches, for he's a liar and the father of it. You know, the devil will do this to us. He will make us assume falsely, and he'll keep us afraid. You know, we just need to be aware of that. You know, if I eat a donut or two, I'm going to get diabetes and I'm going to be an insulin for the rest of my life. Maybe not one, or maybe not two, but if I eat a dozen every day, yeah. But, you know, false assumptions. You know, when I tell you, when the doctor called me the other week and told me that I had cancer, oh my gosh, the false assumptions. It's like, oh, I go in heaven. Oh, my wife. Oh, my children. Oh, my church. Oh, my house. False assumptions until I found out the facts. And after I found out the facts, kind of bummer that I found out I wasn't going to heaven the next day, but it's okay. You know, I still get to do things. I still get to raise up leaders and do more of God's work. Yeah. We shouldn't fear because of false assumptions. So if you come across that during the week, somebody calls you, you know, your boss calls you, your spouse calls you, you know, before you go to that fear side, because sometimes we just quickly go there. Yeah, you know, when I was a kid and my parents found my report card with the 4 F's and 2 D's, and she said, wait till we get home, you're gonna get it. False assumptions, cracks, dirty lickings, ran away from home. False assumptions, you know. So we shouldn't jump to the fear side, but we should go find out the facts first. Yeah, and then if it is something that's like cancer and you're dreading it, you know, if you know Jesus Christ, you know the facts that if you do die, you're going to heaven. So we shouldn't let fear rule over us. So, you know, the fear part, yeah, we got to understand the fear in order to get the courage, because we find out, okay, the fear is from the devil. So we understand that, and that he wants me to fear. He wants me to fear to keep me paralyzed. But I'm not going to fear because I'm going to have courage because number two, here it is. We got to look to God. Courage allows us to give it to God, to say, Lord, you know, you promised you're not going to leave me. You're not going to forsake me. And the courage that God gives us allows us to understand that bottom line, no matter what we're going through, no matter COVID-19, Hurricane Douglas, that, you know what, God is in control. Whatever happens, God is in control. If I die, God is in control. If I live, God is in control. If the hurricane comes, God is in control. If I get COVID-19, God is in control. If my car breaks down, God is in control. If I cannot pay my bills, God is in control. We got to understand that God is in control. And why would God save you and torture you? We're going to have trials, and the trials are to grow us. But I don't think God is up there with a magnifying glass. You know how you used to use the magnifying glass and burn the ants? Yeah. I don't think God is up there trying to do that to us. He will let trials come into our lives just to strengthen us. Yeah. But he's not there to torture us. We got to look to God for our faith, especially in times of fear. We have to look to God for courage in times of fear. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." You know, when you can trust God, I mean, you have peace. You know, I realized that, you know, even if it was like for a month that I had cancer, and thank God because it's all gone, I was thinking like, wow, I wonder if I can do the Relay for Life and do the Survivor's Walk. I was thinking like, wow, it's kind of cheap because I never have to go to chemo. I never have to have my hair fall out. I never have to go to the throw up and the suffering and the not able to eat and taste. And I feel like I cheated it, but I'm a survivor. And it's like, the guys like James who had to go through all that, he would look at me like, wow, no fair. You never suffer like me. It's like, you know, but I was okay with all of that. And when he got it all gone, I was even better yet. It's like, oh, thank you, Lord. Psalms 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, are you afraid of anything? Are you afraid of anything? You know, then what does it say in Psalms 34:4? Seek the Lord. Does it say seek your pastor? No, seek the Lord. And he answered me, delivered me from all my fears. So, Jen, when you see one spider or one lizard, when you see that big lizard staring you down, try this, seek the Lord, and he can answer you and deliver you from all your fears. Yeah? And so for me, yeah, whenever there's fears of all kinds that come across, that sometimes the enemy used doubts to make me waver, but seek the Lord and let him answer you and deliver you from the fear. Proverbs 16:9, the mind of a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his step. Yeah. You know, we make all kinds of plans, but we got to let the Lord direct our steps. Whatever your plans, goals in life are, keep progressing, keep moving forward. But also, you know, you got to check in with God, just in case if you're going this way and you start going a little bit off. Check back in with God. Correct back. Because if you are 1 degree off here, how much off you're going to be up here? I mean, if any of you ever laid tile before and you were like 1/32nd off over here at the beginning, by the time you get down there at the end, you're going to find yourself trying to trim some tiles just to make them fit and line up, which is cheating. So, you know, you can have your plans, but check in with God. Yeah, check in with God. I like to check in with God every morning because, yeah, I go here and there, but check in with God so you can make sure you're going on the right way. Yeah, if you want to overcome fear, here's what you got to do. You got to love God more than you hate Satan. You got to love God more than you fear death. Ultimately, you have to love God more than yourself. And what this means is to use faith, to relax, to abide, to surrender. You know, it's hard to be afraid and relax at the same time. Well, I think when you're afraid, you tense up. How many of you, when you're afraid and you're in the dentist chair and you leave your hand marks in the rest, the armrest? Yeah. But you gotta to be afraid and relax. You cannot have those two. We need to look to God. You cannot look at God and the rising waves at the same time. You gotta keep your focus set on God. And the way we do this is through prayer, through meditation on the Word, making this our daily habit. Automatic response to fear is what we call unshakable faith. You know, so when something comes our way, our automatic response is unshakable faith. We're not gonna waver. Psalms 119, 105. Your word, the Bible, is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path. It guides us. Number three, we gotta express gratitude. You know, sometimes I think fear can be about scarcity. You know, Satan uses our scarcity mentality to persuade us to act greedily. You know, if you're scarce financially, man, that can be scary. And we can tend to hang on to every bit of money that we have. You know, when we have scarcity, we try to store up more resources for ourselves, hurting and killing others so that we can get our needs met. The truth is there is more than enough for everyone. The problem is we kind of have a difficult time rationalizing this truth in our minds. And we know that, hey, there is only a finite number of toilet paper rolls on this island at any given time. And if the number of toilet paper rolls is less than what I think I need, then what am I going to do? That fear is going to cause me to fill up my shopping cart with toilet paper rolls and start hoarding it. You've seen what that happened when this COVID-19 came out. They were hoarding toilet paper, water, hand sanitizer, because the fear of scarcity. I did buy some gallons of hand sanitizer for fear of running out over here. So my fear of protecting you made me go get extra hand sanitizer so we wouldn't run out for your sakes, because I know you bathe in that stuff, right? You come in, yeah. When Jesus fed the multitudes, he showed that God is more capable to provide for his people. He is not limited by our laws. Sometimes when we prepare food and say, oh, how much should we make? I thought, don't worry, God will provide. He always does. And if when it comes to my turn to eat and there's no food, then that means God said, diet. Okay, I got it. Yes. You know, God is not limited by our laws. When Jesus lifted up the loaf, what did he do? He said, thank you, Father. Thank you. And the loaves multiplied. And there was more than enough for everyone. So we got to express gratitude, learn to appreciate, give thanks, be prepared to share our resources as they become available. You know, we got to refuse to live with that mentality of scarcity. Yes, we got to be prepared. You know, before this hurricane was coming, how many of you filled up your car with gas? Because you were prepared. How many of you filled your car with gas and like 10 other 5-gallon gas cans with gas? Yeah, look at those guys. All right, so when we run out of gas, we're going to see like 5 of us. You know, why? Maybe because fear of scarcity, of gas not being able to get here. Yeah. So if we get rid of that scarcity mentality and understand that, you know, God is my provider, then we would not let that scarcity mentality and fear come into our minds, because I know if I run out of gas, there's other people in the church who has some that they can share with me, right? Man, how many of you, like, you know when we're running low on water and there's a drought? Oh my gosh, how many of you have that mentality? Like, I'm running out of water. I need to order water. even when my tank is halfway full, just in case, you know. Thank God we know some water truck people, right? Yeah. 2 Corinthians 12:10, Paul says this. Therefore, I am well content with weakness, with insults, with distress, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, I am strong. You know, Paul, instead of allowing fear and worry to overtake us, he purposely built up the power of our spiritual weapons by looking into the word, the power of it. You know, he became skilled and trained like a soldier would be with his weapons, but he became skilled and trained with the power of the word. He used it as his weapons. You and I, we got to be familiar with the word and the power it has. We got to give thanks for all that we've been given, because it's kind of hard to be thankful and afraid at the same time. Number four, we got to fellowship with other believers, because that is important. That's where you get hope. That's where you get encouragement come from. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 to 12. Two people are better than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help them. But one who falls alone is in real trouble. Likewise, two people lying close together can keep each other warm. But how can one be warm alone? A person standing alone can be attacked and defeated. But two can stand back to back and conquer. Three are even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. You know, working with others has its advantage. Life is designed for unity, companionship, not for us to be hermits in isolation, but life was made for intimacy, not loneliness. When facing fear, wouldn't it be great if had like, Jen, if there was a lizard in front of you, wouldn't it be nice to have 10 of us behind you to help shield you or back you up or to scare that lizard away? Or, you know, when you're facing your enemy and, you know, you're facing some trial that the devil is just attacking you, wouldn't it be great to have us? Maybe we might not be physically there standing with you, but just like a text message away, can you pray for me? I am being attacked by my coworker. I'm being attacked by my family. And we would be there praying with you together, having a multitude of friends with you. You know, when I was going through this last month with this cancer thing, my good friend Tracy called me, and he had this happen to him in 2005. And he called me, and I was asking, hey, is this what you had back then? He goes, yeah, that's exactly what I had. And he told me, yeah, but it's all good now. I went through chemotherapy. I'm healed. I'm doing great. And it's like, wow, that was 2005. That's 15 years ago. Oh, I get hope. I get hope of living 15 more years. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know if you'd be happy living 15 years on this earth with COVID-19 and hurricanes, but I was kind of happy that I still get to be in church and see you guys, whatever more years God would give me. But, you know, having that relationship with him and talking with him, he called me up. It's like, wow, that was so encouraging. And then talking to Vivian, Walt's wife, she said, oh, I had that happen to me. And look, she's fine. Because I thought, wow, man, maybe 1-2 years tops, I'd be in the grave. Actually, I'd be in heaven. And then talking with my brothers and sisters, kind of like, well, okay, God will give me that whatever years left, and whatever years he'll give me, I'll take it. And I'm thankful that because of the fellowship with other believers, man, the encouragement you can get. That's why we do men's ministry. That's why we do women's ministry. That's why we do Bible studies, life groups. We hang out. We read the Bible together. We share our devotions. We pray. And that's why we do this, the fellowship. and we encourage one another. And the last, number five, man, we just gotta do it. Whatever it is you need to do. You know, Matthew 26:39, and he went a little beyond them, fell on his face and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." Jesus was praying. This is before he was crucified. And he was praying that, man, Lord, if you can take this away, take it away. But if not, no matter what, your will be done. You know, true courage come not from never being afraid, but when we do the difficult things, even if we are afraid. You know, this morning I asked Jen, you want to do trivia? And she didn't hesitate. Yes. It's like, to come up in front of people is not easy. You have fear, you have anxiety, but she didn't let that stop her. She didn't say no. She just did it. Okay, yeah, shoot, I'll do it. She did a great job, right? Thank you, Jen. Yeah. You know, Jesus was experiencing this difficult feelings. He was sweating drops of blood. And when he prayed that night before, he went to the cross anyways. Any point in time, he could have called the entire, he could have brought that crucifixion story to a quick end by having angels come. But he never did. He kept his eyes, his heart focused on God. He walked in faith. He died confident in the goodness of God's love. If you know what you should do, but you're scared, do it anyway. Maybe you feel that you got to change your job. Hey, and you're afraid. And if God tells you to go, you just got to do it and trust God. You know, if you know that you got to share Jesus with somebody, but you're kind of hesitant, you're kind of afraid, you're kind of like, maybe fear, fear of rejection, because that is a real thing. When you share Jesus, you will get rejected. A lot of times you will do. And sometimes that fear of rejection may cause you not to go. And if you don't go, you might miss out on that one yes. You know? Look for opportunities to do what is right. Don't let fear stop you. Don't let fear win. You know, Satan uses fear to stop us from doing God's work. That doesn't mean you have to let him. Amen? Do it anyway. You have the power to stop Satan from using fear against you. Yeah, so maybe you're afraid to talk to someone about Jesus. Just do it. Perhaps you've been avoiding a difficult conversation with someone that you know that needs to happen. Speak up. If you're struggling to make a major change in your life, but you know it's God's will, man, just surrender. Do it anyway. Go forward. Satan uses fear to keep us under his control. But God used Jesus to set us free, to live fearlessly and victoriously. You know, in 1 John 4:4, it says, "Greater is he," capital H-E, "that is in you, than he," small H-E, "than he who is in the world," which is Satan. Satan uses fear, but we even have a greater tool to fight back. That's faith. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, hey, looks like the hurricane is past, which is good news. Take some time today to say thank you to Jesus for allowing us to be safe. But also, take some time to pray for Maui, Oahu, and the other counties, that they would also be safe and protected. Because just because we're safe, that doesn't mean we cannot pray for other people. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for protecting us. We pray, Lord, for our other counties, that you would protect them, that you would even use this storm to draw people to you. Whoever may be fearful or afraid, Lord, let them look to you. Let them look to you and pray to you that you may answer them. Not to some wooden statue or some man-made idol, because, man, when you pray for those, nothing will happen. But help them to look to you, the real God, who can remove our fear. So, Lord, we pray for our other counties that you would protect them, keep them safe from wind, from flooding, from rain, from accidents on the road, Lord. Keep them all safe. We thank you so much, Lord. We love you, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All right, for those of you out there in Facebook, thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully, next week we will have our tarp back up, and we'll have normal church again, and half of you will be here, half of you will watch online. But thank you so much for those of you who are watching online. Thank you so much for doing that and allowing the others to come here. I mean, if all of you did show up, I think we would be a little bit too crowded, but thank you so much for hearing God's voice and keeping everyone safe. God bless you. Have a great and safe afternoon.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kea, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.